There is only one of you, only one of me. There's a million of those who won't let us be. But they're not gonna see me bleed. Cause baby, I got you, 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 you.
Hola St. Louis, welcome to We Live Here Auténtico. This is Alejandro Santiago.
Bienvenidos everyone, I am Gabriela Ramirez Arellano. Thank you for joining us for another episode and learning the stories of the people that live here.
Our guest today is Harry Boom Boom Lopez, coach, mentor, and life changer who started Life and Leadership Coaching, an organization that focuses on transformational coaching, mindset, and leveling up. He writes and speaks frequently on issues of personal and professional change, happiness, health, and inspiration, and the topic of mindful living and conscious business.
My name is Harry Lopez. I was born and raised in Miami, Florida. Soy hijo de migrantes de Managua, Nicaragua. I'm a first generation American here in the U.S. You know, some words to describe me are, I would say, a light worker, a dancer, an artist, creator, divinity, like consciousness, and just, you know, love, just unconditional love is really what I aspire to put out into the world. So what I do professionally is I'm a full-time transformation coach. So I focus on life and leadership and business in the work that I do with coaching. I'm coaching leaders and entrepreneurs. And specifically, I work with Latinos. And that's really the demographic that I predominantly serve. While I also do serve non-Latinos as well, I will say that. But I run an accelerator program called Launch Latinx. It's with Latinos from all over the world, and they all come together to just up-level, to expand, to do the inner work so that they can create the external world that they desire for themselves, their families, and their communities. And outside of Lanzate, I do private coaching one-on-one and corporate coaching, and I'll do small group intensives as well.
I have seen Harry's work in action as I've participated in his Launch Latinx Accelerator. Harry es un amor. He is transformative. While he challenged and motivated me to take a really deep look at what I bring to the table and to step out of my comfort zone, he also encouraged me to take action towards my goals, all the while providing feedback, support, and accountability. It was a lot, but I needed it. I was ready for it. And I think that also makes a big difference when you work with a coach. You have to be ready to be uncomfortable while you figure things out internally and externally. Working with Harry in the accelerator also helped me overcome mental barriers and self-limiting beliefs.
His coaching career started when he was a third grade professor in Tennessee back in 2012. After some struggles, he was assigned a coach who would come back to his classroom week after week to provide him with feedback, mentorship, and guidance. After seeing what that coach did for him, there was no turning back, and Harry realized that he wanted to have a similar impact in the lives of others.
I think a lot of my journey has been influenced by pain. And so one of the things I like saying is to turn your pain into your message, turn your pain into your paradise, your possibility. And a lot of my younger childhood was, you know, my parents were, you know, figuring out life here in the U.S. They came to Miami with no money during the 1980s, during the Revolutionary War of the Sandinistas in Nicaragua. And so a lot of my childhood was comprised of financial hardships. Like from the earliest memory that I had as a child, it was like my parents were always just worried about money. And those money issues and hardships, they turned into, you know, discussions and often fights. And it turned into like a lot of heaviness around money, and the root of money is unworthiness. So a lot of self-worth issues. And a lot of my family's trauma, and I know that it didn't even start with them, it was generational trauma that nosotros como Latinos and los inmigrantes, muchos sufren como de muchos de los generational cycles de este trauma, were passed down to me. And so I had this like sensitivity to life from a very young age. And I just grew up thinking like, why do we have to struggle so much? Why are we suffering so much? Why is everything so hard? Why do things have to be so hard? And I will say that despite all the hardships, one of the greatest, if not the greatest indicator for me or role model or I don't know what the right word is, but my mom. Like, my mom is just such a light. And we didn't have much when I was little, but what I did have was just overflowing, unconditional love for my mom. Like, she was just like, she gave all of herself to raising me and my brother. Even when things were tough, even when, you know, my parents were going through a divorce, my dad wasn't the kindest during all those hardships. And, you know, there was a lot of, you know, hard things that I witnessed as a little boy.
As we have talked in previous episodes, the moments and past experiences in our lives are the ones that shape who we are in the present day. Even those really painful moments that at times we wish we did not have to have gone through, they are the ones that make us who we are and how we show up.
Totally, Gabby. To process those shaping moments in our lives, it really takes time. Sometimes years and years to overcome those hard times. But at the same time, we cannot ignore the present. There are people that are listening, that are going through different hardships and maybe wondering, can life get better? Or maybe not even going through hardships per se. But if you have that whisper, that little voice that is telling you there's something else, something more that I want or that I wish.
Feel what it is that you're feeling, like the suffering, but also know that suffering is a choice. Like, it literally is a choice. And because it's a choice, you can choose a different interpretation. And everything in this life comes down to interpretations. Like, which story are you buying into? Are you buying into the story that, you know, life is happening to you, so therefore, like, suffering and all this, like, negative, bad stuff? Or are you choosing the interpretation, the story, the route that life is happening for you? That this is the greatest miracle of life, that this is the greatest gift, as the Buddhists say. Like, and what am I learning about myself as a result of this? And so, you know, not to, you know, it can be quite simple. It's like, you can see it as it's happening. And oftentimes we get to wake up and just put on our, you know, our observer glasses and see the patterns happening as they're happening and see the extent to which we're operating in our victim mindset. And we are conditioned to be in victim mindset. Like, we are literally looping in a vicious cycle, as they call it, over and over and over again. And Byron Katie is a very powerful spiritual teacher. I love her work. I bring in a lot of her work into our work at Lanzabe. And so a lot of what she says is that suffering is based off of attachment. So if you're suffering, you're attached to something. And also suffering is... It's based off of limiting thoughts that have gone unquestioned. So it's just story or thought. One simple story. It's like, as it's so innocent. It's like an innocent child. And when you're able to slow it down and see what the thought is that's creating the suffering, it could be, I'm not good enough. For a lot of folks, that's like the limiting belief that comes up for them. Or for some other people, it's, I'll never be accepted. I'll never be smart enough. I'll never be good looking enough. I'll never blank enough. I'll never this. I'm not good looking. I don't have a powerful voice. I don't know what to say. No one's gonna take me seriously. So you see, it's all these stories, and they're so innocent. And we can just literally just see it as it's happening, as if it's a movie of life.
A movie of life. And we get to be the stars of it, Gabby.
Yes, absolutely. And when we come back, we will learn more about the consciousness industry and how that work can help us.
From St. Louis Public Radio and PRX, this is We Live Here, Auténtico.
Welcome back. Let me reintroduce our guest today. Harry Lopez is a life coach who helps Hispanic business owners in their life journeys through transformational coaching. He has created a unique program that blends many of his experiences in coaching, spiritual psychology, executive leadership, and social impact.
For some of our listeners, and to me, before meeting Harry, I didn't really know what it meant to have a coach. Gavi, I think I even said to you that I didn't really understand what it was all about and what the consciousness industry is.
I would argue that no one needs coaching. You don't need it because you're entirely resourced already from within. Truly, you already are. You have everything you need already within you. You have to want it. And so if folks want to get to the next level, if they want to ascend, if they want to get to the next level of leadership or self-awareness or income or expansion in their impact in the world, to create a greater impact in the world, typically you have a coach by your side. You know, when I was, you know, a competitive athlete with Taekwondo, I could never have done it without my coaches who were giving me feedback, who were giving me often interrupted feedback about what I wasn't able to see because I have blind spots. I had a blind spot. Or fixing things or little minor adjustments. And so no one needs a coach. You have to want a coach. And the purpose of coaching is not to show you what you know that you know or what you don't know that you... It's about revealing your blind spots. It's about revealing and surfacing and unearthing the unconscious blocks and patterns that consistently hold you back from having what you want in your life.
You don't know what you don't know. It comes down to that. That is why Harry's conversation is resonating with me, because I don't know everything, and I've had different versions of coaches and mentors throughout my life. Like when I moved to the US, my friends Brooke and Claudette helped me understanding the lingo and cultural differences. You, Gabby, helped me navigating my career path and encouraged me to do things I never thought I could, like this podcast.
Yes. We all have coaches or mentors throughout our life, whether it's for professional or personal matters. Sometimes we don't even know that that's what the person did for us, but we always need the support and push from our colleagues, as well as faith and trust. That's for sure. The decision to get a coach for me was very difficult. I didn't trust that it would really help. I worried that I would spend my money and not get value. And also, I had to be ready to be coached, to be open to the feedback and really take action. At the time, I don't think anyone I knew had used a coach. So when my branding coach offered up a holiday deal, I quickly signed up thinking, it's now or never. Those excuses about money were no longer valid, and I went for it. Working with Janie Flores changed a lot of things for me. I stopped trying to fit into places I no longer fit, and I started to find my voice. Janie helped me identify some of the skill sets that I took for granted, like being bilingual and my own experiences, both personal and professional. She also showed me how to find my voice online, and I'm still working on more speaking engagements, so it's a work in progress. That was in 2018, and I continue to learn.
I really wanted coaches because, I mean, I was, you know, first-gen immigrant. I was the first person in my family to do high school here in America, to even go to college, to have my first job. And I didn't have, my family didn't know, like, the way here. And so I would hire people who can show me the way and to guide me into having really the life that I desired for myself so that I can give back to my community. My experience is that it really, everything in this life requires faith and trust. Like, the relationship with trust is so profound. So it's powerful to know that you are guided by something way bigger and greater than you in this life. And it creates more purpose, more fulfillment, more meaning.
I have had my fair share of self-doubt and other self-limiting thoughts that nobody else put on me but myself due to generational trauma or society expectations. You never even know where it really comes from. Let me tell you though, being first generation, the eldest daughter, and the family interpreter and translator for many years is a lot of work and a lot of opportunities to learn and be challenged. I thought everyone went through many of those experiences, and it wasn't until I went to college that I realized, no soy una niña normal. Maybe my life wasn't how others lived, and I'm still learning day by day to be comfortable in my own skin and to be the best version of myself.
Oh my, that's so true. I'm just like, why do we have to suffer when we can just enjoy life? One of my aunts told me a few years ago in a joking voice, I didn't come to this life to suffer. I came to enjoy life. And I was like, damn, that was deep. But at the same time, why not? Harry shared the most common challenges among his clients that he's seen and experienced through the years.
Vision trumps everything. Vision is the only thing that's going to pull you out of the weeds when you want to stay in bed and just be in your victim's story and suffer and think that you're not good enough, that you're not worthy of it, that no one loves you, that you're unlovable and whatever it is. Vision is the only thing that will pull you out. So just coming back to your vision for your life. Like, what is your vision? Do you want to create heaven on earth? Do you want to bring joy to people's lives? Do you want to make sure that every time you walk into a room, you light up the room? Is your vision to tell people the story of BIPOC Latinx folks and to just like blow them up? Is your vision to, you know, create wealth and abundance and freedom for people?
Wow, he went deep, but I feel like I can do it all, Gabby. You are not ready.
100%. Get that vision for yourself in the many ways that you can manifest it. Take it and run with it. Not even the sky is the limit.
When we come back, we will take you on a mushroom journey, literally.
My name is Ricardo Garza from Club Atletico St. Louis, and we live here Authentico.
Have you ever had an awakening moment that made it all clear for you? Sometimes life just hits you and feels like the chains and barriers are no longer there. For me, it felt like someone hit me over the head with the club on some of them, because I had moments in my life where I had to just do something different or something hard.
I have. I was in a meeting once in a room full of important people. I was terrified and nervous to be there. Insecure, maybe, but I was there and it hit me and I was like, I am one of them. I am also an important person. I got a sense of pride and empowerment, and that was it. For Harry, it was different.
I had this really powerful plant medicine ceremony in Los Angeles a couple years ago, like 2 years ago now. And it was the first time I had ever done mushrooms. Am I allowed to say that on here?
Yes. Go for it. We love mushrooms.
Okay. Okay, cool. So after that, it was my first time doing it. And it just like opened up my throat chakra. It opened up my voice. And I remember like, I was screaming that night with all my friends. They're all healers. We were at the top of the mountain in Malibu. And that night, I just like screamed and screamed and screamed. It just felt like I was like vomiting years of stuff that I'd been holding on to. And that was a really big pivotal moment for me. Like that day, I'll never forget for the rest of my life. Like I had a before mushrooms Harry and an after life Harry, after mushrooms life Harry. Like that day was like super pivotal. Like after that day, I remember that my business grew so much. Like we brought on the team. We like brought on a team of 10. I started twerking online. I started doing like,
yes, he flips. Did.
I started like singing. I started acting. I started being more of my unbridled, authentic self. Like literally, auténtico. and not giving a damn about what people were thinking. And if I was to give a damn, I'd just be okay with it, knowing that my freedom and my self-expression was more important to me than whatever people would think.
I wonder if we bottle up so many things of our identities because they may not fit to what everyone else is doing or thinking, or is it because we are not comfortable with it? Belonging is such a big need for all of us. And sometimes it may feel like in adapting or adopting, do we lose a part of ourselves?
Yes, and that's a little sad. But when Harry tapped into his personal trauma and transformed that into his source of power, his professional and personal life started improving. His personal trauma also helped in shaping his business.
I'm also a gay man and a Latino as well. So there's these two like very powerful identities that are intersecting and overlapping constantly for me in my life. And it's powerful for me that both those identities have been for me the things that have created, in my opinion, so much of my success. Because of just vibrationally and energetically, what I'm putting out to the world and who I'm being, like that's exactly like the message that I'm putting out to the world. Like everything is about serving. Like when I was building my coaching business and my brand, in the beginning it was created for Christian Like, his name was Christian. It's my avatar client. I sat down and created, like, what my brand would be about. And it would be a brand to support, you know, mostly gay Latino men who were struggling with their identity and feelings of unworthiness, feeling like they didn't belong, like they, you know, struggled with self-love. And so every social media post, you know, my audience didn't really know this, but I was writing it as if I was writing to Christian. I was doing every video as if I was talking to Christian. I was creating things just for Christian. And so much of that process for me was really talking to me, talking to Harry. And so creating what I would have needed out there in the world, being the kind of leader that I felt proud of, that I wanted to follow, that I wanted to watch and learn from and hear from. And so I created him. And so much of my evolution in my life as a, you know, as a human, but also professionally, has been about, you know, getting to know myself deeper, getting to understand myself, getting to accept myself. And I will say that it has been a journey, and I think I still have a lot more to go. And I think that we'll always be on this journey, that we'll never feel like we'll never fully have arrived, because no one ever is just fully arrived.
That is so true. We're always on growing and learning mode. Each season of our lives brings something different and new. Whether you're starting a new job, starting a family, a breakup, or some friend drama, there's always a teaching lesson there.
Yes, there is always a moment to reflect and improve. For Harry, even though he brings so much light and knowledge, like he says, no one ever fully arrives.
Oftentimes, we will create more suffering in ourselves, in our minds, than we need to. And so to know that we have agency and choice, and that we have the power to choose differently at any moment, is so powerful. And I know that if everything was taken away from me, all the money, my career, anything, everything about what I've created or anything, I know that I would be so content knowing that no one can ever take away my mind. And that the mind is the most powerful instrument. And that at any moment you can choose and create the basically heaven on earth. You can create the kingdom in your mind. And what you believe is what you'll create and what you'll put out. And it is possible. And to know that is priceless to me. So priceless.
Oh, I feel like I need a second to process all of this. It was great.
Our conversation today was very moving and also a reminder of living authentico, to embrace our traumas and our struggles, to embrace the good and the bad, and to do the most with it. It's time to make the choice to live authentico always.
I live authentico by really being, not doing, but being the intersection of the things I love, my values, my strengths, and what I most care about, the causes, my purpose in the world. I live authentico. I am authentico when I'm fully being me, when I'm being fully expressed, when I'm unbridled, when I'm coming from my truth and my heart, vulnerability, possibility, versus coming from the mind and logically analyzing and thinking through my way through this life. And I really drop into my body. That to me is living authentico, because I know that my body houses more wisdom than anything else in the world. And so I trust and I free fall and I lean back and I'm able to just be the fullest expression of me. Be the light, the love of the world. Be unconditional.
Gracias, Harry, for bringing your true self into our conversation today.
Yes, it was a pleasure spending some time with you, Harry, and with you who are listening. If you like this conversation, share it and like it everywhere. As we end this one, get excited for the next one. Aquí los vemos.
You are beautiful and loved beyond human understanding. You're worthy.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.